I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, August 13, 2012, to order. I see that we have no public comment, and we'll move right into our regular day's business. I'd like to call on Commissioner Straffes for an opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the cooler weather, Father, and we thank you for this great country we live in. And Father, we just ask you to continue to be with us, each elected official at the state, the federal, the local, the county level, Father, that you give them guidance and wisdom, and that they ask for help and all the decision making, Father. And we just thank you that you are among us. And Father, we thank you for the much needed rain, the cooler weather, and Father, we just thank you for the freedoms that we have in this country, and the election, Father, that we have those freedoms in this country. And we just thank you, Father, for this ability to exercise our rights. And Father, we just ask you to be with the military as they are across this world, Father. Protect them. Keep them safe, Father. Let them know when the danger is around. And Father, just keep their eyes wide open. And Father, I also ask for the parents and the siblings and the families of these military people. Comfort them while they're away, Father. Give them peace. And Father, we just thank you that you are good. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I realized 10 minutes wasn't long enough.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve meeting minutes dated August 7th with corrections and changes.
I'll second that. That's the one you what did.
I'll second that motion. All motion's right. Been made and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from August 7th. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion to approve.
All opposed.
Oh, okay.
Say nay. And do you abstain from that, Mr. Chair?
I abstain.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dan.
Motion to approve the minutes of August 6th.
I'm going to abstain from those.
I will second the motion. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the County Commission minutes dated August 6th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable. Checks 330027 through 330075. Warrants 5659, 5660. And a correction journal entry. It's from GCR Assessor and Roden Bridge for the pictometry invoices.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve accounts payable 330027. Through 330075, warrants 5659 and 5660, and journal entry correction as stated. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
He is wrong to beside that.
Payroll?
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion? All in favor?
Everything's the same except for I had one pay change. I just wanted to let you know that I didn't do one pay change.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley.
How are you today?
Excellent. If we could ask you to shorten this to 10 minutes.
I can probably handle that, I think. I don't know. I sent you this, and I think probably you're going to have as much insight into as what I have. You know, I did go through the general county revenue because that's the one that seems to be the most concerning one right now, and our revenues are down quite a lot from what they were last year. I think that's probably because we had fewer grants coming in this year than what we did. But our expenditures were also down some from what they were last year. The balance is still holding about the same. In fact, our balance is actually a little more than what it was last year. So we obviously had a bigger balance going into the year than what we expected we would.
Let me ask a quick question about that, Rick,
because
I didn't delve into that, and I apologize, but I'm curious as to where we're at with the TIF withholdings, because I know that each year it seems like that number's going up.
Ron, I didn't look at that specifically. I know the last time I did look at it was pretty much on target what we had budgeted.
Okay.
And I think we budgeted a little bit more this year, so... Yeah, it's still continuing to rise a little bit.
Well, if we budgeted more to be taken from our general county revenues, that would in part account for why we have a few more, if in fact that figure's been less. Does that make sense? In other words, if we're not hitting the target that we set for how much TIF reimbursements we were going to be paying out, we should have more revenues on hand, at least through sales tax.
Actually, the TIF is paid out after we get the revenues, so it does not affect the revenues at all.
It does in the bottom line of the revenues that we have available to us. But
In the bottom line balance, yes, not in the revenues.
Okay, so overall revenues are up. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Perfect. I can't find that. I was looking for that answer.
Didn't we figure a percentage? Raising TIF.
Yeah, we did. Whatever the trend was.
The last time I checked, I think it was 2 months ago, and it was pretty much on target then. I can go back and check, and if it's something that looks alarming, I bring back to you. But
we trended it from
prior years.
Prior years, and the percentage did up on trend. So,
based on sales tax itself. The dilemma with that was last year we had the lawsuit that we didn't know how much was going to be withheld with taxes and stuff like that. We don't know how much that was going to affect TIFs and things like that.
Remind me what that suit was over.
Were we talking about the Music City
Music
lawsuit?
City.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Double taxation, wholesale versus retail.
So. I am, and I don't know how we're going to approach this in the upcoming budget reviews, but I'm very concerned with what's going to happen and the loss of revenues that they're predicting because of us not having the use tax in place for out-of-state vehicle sales, et cetera.
From what I'm reading, I think that will be solved at the state level, I think. I may be wrong, but from what I'm reading, I think the state government is going to try
The state passed legislation, but the governor vetoed it. So whether or not the General Assembly members have the courage to override that veto will
be a special session. Yeah.
You guys have any questions of Red?
I do not.
No. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, let's stand in recess until 9:15.